We are learning Masechta Shchuah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. We are starting 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. 9 lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line is La Amoira Tzaisi. We're starting with Omer Nachman Yitzchak. We are talking here about the Brisa that was said in front of Rav, and Rav told him to be quiet. What was the Brisa? The Brisa sounds like it said, "Vashu b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yoichal, v'Meizi lo Yoichal." And he said, "Be quiet. Why should we be quiet? It's like our mayor. You're allowed to say like our mayor, and even more, Rav holds like our mayor. What's the problem?" So tomorrow, you know why? It wasn't a Vashu b'Shabbos. It's a Shoich b'Shabbos. Amar Nachum Yitzchak. The Brisa said like this: Tana Shoichet Tana Kamei the Rav. He said Shoich, not Mavashal. What was the Brisa? Brisa like this: Hashoich b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yoichal, b'Meizi lo Yoichal. He had a Brisa in front of him that said like this: If it's shecht on Shabbos b'Shogeg, you could eat it on Shabbos, b'Meizi lo Yoichal. So who's that like? That can't be like Rav Yehuda. So Amalei, Ma Dai de Karmeya? Or you trying to say a Brisa like Rav Meir who says that Mavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yoichal? He says this is different. Shchit is different. Ad kan l'kashar Rav Meir el Mavashal the Roy Lokus. It's only good by Mavasha, whether it's not a Shiloh of Muksa, why not? Because the raw meat before Shabbos already was Royu. It was Royu to chew without cooking it. Aval, Sheikhit, that beginning of Shabbos, it was a live behema, and it was us at the Shech, it was Muksa Machmas Isser. Aval Sheikhit, they ain't Royu Lokus, Loy. It's Muksa. So even if you're a mayor who holds that Als Maisa Shabbos is Mutter, but what happened to the Raw Muksa? So how in the world can you say a Bryce that Sheikhit is Shabbos, but Sheikhit Yechal?
No problem.
This is the case someone did it with the Eved. I'm saying Shabbat the Eved is the Shechita Kosher or not. B'Shogeg Yoichal, Meiz Lo Yoichal. Like even Vash also is the Raisa.
So
the problem was like this, that he said the same thing to Mavashal. So the Rav had a problem with that. He says, don't say Mavashal. By Mavashal, not a problem with Muksa. Here's a problem with Muksa. Are you going to ask me a Bamba Kasha? The Gemara tried this, Pshat in the Mishnah, to say it's Muksa. What did the Gemara say? No. You can't, it's not muksa. Muksa is only a dachya b'yadayim. Muksa is only by a case where I lit a fire, I lit a candle before Shabbos, dachya b'yadayim. It said me'alehah, it's not muksa machzisa. It's more sound tapar amud. It's not that far away. Tapar amud says it's not cool muksa machzisa when it's not dachya b'yadayim, when it's me'alehah. So vice does from here that the Gemara was chayza, or Rav holds not like that. And therefore Rav told him, no, it's muksa. I hold muksa machzisa even without dachya b'yadayim. So that was his time. He told him to be quiet. He says, "Good, guy, Meister Shabbos, we can hold our kameya. It's true, but that b'shogeg yoichal, I can hold like that. I could withstand. But to tell me that's mutter to eat by shchita, that can't be. It's muksa. It's muksa machzor iser. And mevashal is different with royal locus." Zok the Gemara, and I'll bring you a riot to that. But masdisim the shechetu v'am Rav Huna dara shchia bar Rav v'shmei the Rav. Asur, this is now not right. It's a kasha now on Rav. Rav says the Fira Meir, it's usur to eat on Shabbos. Not only that, he told him to be quiet. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Fira Meir, it's usur to eat. Freit the Gemara, v'ahav mastisim the shechet too. Our mister were a case of shechet. V'amar Rav Huna darash chia bar Rav v'shmeid Rav asur v'achila. And Rav Huna said over v'shem chia bar Rav v'shmeid Rav that's usur v'achila l'yayma, and that's Rav himself. And the noise from Chavraya Lameimar, Rav Yehudi. And everyone said, it's Dafka Rav Yehuda. Ha Rav Meir, Shari. So what do you mean, Rav, you agree to this? Rav, you agree to this, that Sheikhet B'Shabbos according to Rav Meir is Mutter. Because you said the Mishnah is only according to Rav Yehuda. And you want to say, because you're talking about Sheikhet and Meizah because of Dom Din Rikpurim, but it's Masfi Rav Meir, Sheikhet Staka Mutter Deed. So you agree to that. So what's the problem with the Brisa? Rav Meir agrees. Zok Tigmar, no. The Kisha Rameya, when do I have my idea in the Mishnah that Rameya would hold Mutter, Kisha Rameya on top of the on my base now, when there was a Chayla before Shabbos, therefore it's not Muksa, because it's Oymed to be Geshachten for the Chayla. Since Oymed, it's being planned on being Shechten for the Chayla, therefore it's not Muksa. So we're saying this, Rameya only is Matir when it's not Muksa, but a regular Shech of Shabbos without a Chayla, a Vada, you can't say a Brice that Yaikha, because there's a problem of muksa. And I, in our Mishnah's Mashma, that the Rav said it, that Rav said that it's also, it's only for Yehuda, not Rameya, because if you're Rameya, it would be Mutta, because there was a Chayla, Reboi Diyam. It's the obvious question, so now why can't I say it on the Mishnah like Rameya? Just say, we're out of Chayla. We had a whole problem, who's our Mishnah like? So we said, our Mishnah can't be anyone of muksa, nothing, whatever. It was a big problem. All we came out was that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Maisa Shabbos, and we said, was that sound like Rav Meir? Rav Meir said, no, because it's not Dumya. But B'Shoigig, can that sound like Rav Meir? Because B'Shoigig Yoichal. What do you mean? Usually B'Shoigig lo Yoichal. B'Shoigig, if it's no Chayla, it's Muksa. So that sound like Rav Meir. It's back Shvar and Akasha. Well, because what's the Shagat HaRav Gemara over here? We have Brisa that they say in front of Rav that says that according to Rav Meir, HaShoichet B'Shabbos Yoichal. B'Shoigig at least. Yoichal. And he says, be quiet, it's muksa. You can't eat even b'shoigig. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You learned the fear of Mishnah, Deacon of Mishnah was only fear of Yehuda, but according to Rav Meir, you would eat it. Yeah, I said that because it was a chayla. Okay, why can't you learn our Mishnah so we add a chayla, which is a normal case, and then you have shout our Mishnah, why it's us to eat? Rav can say it's us to eat, and it's talking about we add a chayla. So this kasha, Tosfos asks this kasha on the bottom of the Tesvav and Aleph, the Rav Master Kishari, he says, from time on, Nukum is using b'shoigig, Rav Meir, v'lo chayla chayla klal. Yes, loymar the dumya the yom kippurim k'tarin the also afagav the chayla chayla. It's also even if you have a chayla, it's also to everyone because you now eat on yom kippur. That's the reason. So therefore, we have to be dumya today. That's what kunzetz on the Mishnah, like Rav Meir. But what we're holding right now is that Rav tells the Tana even for Rav Meir a classic shoych b'Shabbos is lo yoycha, even b'shoygeg, even though it's ma'aseh Shabbos you could eat, but it's a new problem muksa. For eight the Gemara. If we're saying the diak in our Mishnah is that the Mishnah is talking about even a case of a chayla, right? Even a case of a chayla, our Mishnah is talking about. That's why we say dafka Rav Yehuda. If it's a chayla, so fear of Yehuda should be more to also. Yachi, my time with Rav Yehuda. What's the Rav Yehuda? Asa, why is it asa? You have a chayla, so of course you're allowed to eat it. You shechted it for the chayla, and for the Gemara going to chayla of a hivri. The case was bein hashmashes was a chayla, so it's not a muksa. But then he got better. And now it's also to do. That's why it's totally in the Maaseh Shabbos, so you give it to Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Chayla got better. Now you shechted illegally. So that's totally in the Machlokes. And you did it b'shoigeg. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat it. According to Rav Meir, you're allowed to eat it. Because it's not a case of muksa. Because Ben Hashmash, you had a Chayla. V'chihod Amar Rav Acha Ba'ad, Amar Rav Amri Lo, Amar Rav Yitzhak Ba'ad, Amar Rav HaShoichet L'Chayla B'Shabbos. Someone shechs for a Chayla on Shabbos. Also Lebari. It's also about bari to eat it. This is showing this idea of muksa. We're talking about I got sick on Shabbos. Someone got sick on Shabbos, and I'm allowed to shecht for the chayla in such a case. I got sick on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to shecht for the chayla, even if I got sick on Shabbos. But it's also a bari. A bari can't partake in the meal. Why not? Because good the shechita was mutter to do, because it was for a chayla, but lemaisa the problem of muksa. And the chayla became a chayla on Shabbos. Hamavashal chayla of Shabbos, mutter le bari. So according to Rav, he holds that if you cook for a chayla, it's mutar labari. What's the difference? Here, obviously, there's no shalom ma'aseh Shabbos here because he's doing it l'chayla. So what's the difference between shaychet and mavash? So my time, high roy lakos, the meat was always royu for adam. You could eat it raw. The high ain't roy lakos, but a live animal is not royu, and therefore it's muksa. So remember Rav's halacha, very clever. Remember Rav's halacha. Rav's halacha is a shaychet l'chayla b'Shabbos. Shaychet l'chayla b'Shabbos is also labari, but mavashachal b'Shabbos is mutar labari because not a problem muksa. Amar Papa, problem shasheichet mutar. Sometimes the sheichet be mutar. Going shohel lechayla b'idyoim. If you have a chayla b'idyoim and you shechta for the chayla on Shabbos, then everyone's allowed to eat it because not a problem of shechita because you did it for the chayla. It's not a problem of muksa because it was a b'idyoim ready, and it's possible to have mavashal also. How is it possible to have a case of mavashal also chayla? No problem on Shabbos cooking for the chayla and no problem muksa. You know what the case is? Going to cut slay the last. The case was you cut a gourd on Shabbos, and then you allowed to do that for the chayla, and then you cooked it for the chayla, and it made a very good smack of squash soup. But the bari is not allowed to eat it. Why not? Because erev Shabbos it was attached still, so it was muksa. So it was muksa. Now the Gemara ends off for the hilchasa. We'll see if that stems what we learned. Amar Avdim Meradoi hilchasa hashoichet lechayla b'Shabbos. If someone shechts for chayla b'Shabbos, mutu lebari b'mtsa. The bari is allowed to eat from it. My timer. So it says, "V'shech l'chayl b'Shabbos mutar labari to eat it." So my timer, kivan the efshel k'zayis b'atlo shchita. Since it's not possible to do a k'zayis b'atlo shchita, therefore, even though the chayl only needs a k'zayis, but I have to check the whole bema. Ki ka shachar, that the chayl ka shachar, therefore it's mutar. Hamavashel chayl b'Shabbos also labari. It's also labari to eat it. Why? Gzeira shem yar b'shvila. A gzeira maybe going to add on b'shvila. So let's dissect what we just learned. First, the first line. It says, "Hashoichet l'chayla b'Shabbos mutar labari b'mtsa." What do you mean? What happened to the problem of muksa? Zog Rashi, the case was that l'chayla b'idyoim. It's like a little missing from the words of a halachas l'maisa, but Zog Rashi has to be the case of l'chayla b'idyoim. Cannot be problem muksa. The second half, he says, I'm a vassal of Chayla B'Shabbos. Also, Bari, we said before, you're allowed to eat it. And the answer is, Rav Dimi argues on Rav. He holds the Gzeira Shem Yarva B'Shviloi. The Gzeira, I might put him more. When is the Shechit? It's not Gzeira, I'm going to check the new animal for him. It's not a Shechash. But cooking, I'm allowed to cook. He's going to say, oh, that was good stuff. I want more. Make me another omelet. So we're worried you're going to cook again, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from it. That's what Rav Dimi argues on Rav. But the first half sounds like a Shtim Zerav. But the Ari Shoinim, who say the first half of this Hilchos, argues Rav also. Because Pasuk Pshat is, it says, Shoicha B'Shabbos, Mutl Bari, doesn't say that it has to be Cholom B'Yoyim. So he argues on Rav. What's Pshat on him? Ayitz Muksa. What's the answer? Ayitz Muksa. Rav was right. Teretz is, no. We said at the beginning of the Shia today, that some hold only Dachi B'Dayim is Muksa. Here it's not Dachi B'Dayim. So he holds not Dachi B'Dayim. So come that both these halakas are not like Rav. Rav Dimi says not like Rav in two ways. First of all, Hashoicha L'Cholom B'Shabbos, Mutl Bari B'Mitzah. And even if it comes chayla on Shabbos, why? Because it's not muksa. It's not tachi b'yaday. And the second half also is not like him. And that's the chumrah. The avasa b'Shabbos is a shayla shem yarba b'shvilay. Kishmaka Gemara, loaded Gemara. Obviously, you could tell from all the alumnus, a lot of muksa here. But that's what comes out. The big chilek. If you want someone to ask you, do you need tachi b'yaday or not? So you say, oh, chulim daf tazvav, shayla rishayim, big shayla. Because you don't know muksa machmas this, dach b'yadayim. It comes out from this sugya, a huge difference in how to learn this Gemara. Fi Rashi comes out with coming out of maskana that even without dach b'yadayim, you have muksa machmas. And the case is mutter is kuz chayla b'yadayim. According to the other Rishonim, not like that. Okay. So look to Mishnah Vayit. New Mishnah, new sugya. Back to Shechita, we took a little break with Maisa Shabbos, we had Breira, we had muksa, we had Gvalda Gazachen. Now back to Shechita. Hashoychet v'magal yad. Someone checks with a certain type of sickle that on one side it's smooth and the other side it's serrated knife. You have a knife, one side is serrated, one knife is smooth. Obviously, you have a shecht on the smooth side, and if you do, it's kosher. Hashoycha, it sounds like b'diavet, we'll see in the Gemara why. Hashoycha magal yad, it's kosher b'diavet. B'tzur, use a rock, or a kana, or a reed, shchitase kashera. The halacha is b'diavet, the shchit is kashera. Now we'll see why it's b'diavet. The next part of the Mishnah, it says, akhel shechtim. Three halachas, which we have to explain when we see the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. It really starts at Zayin on Beis. The Gemara is explaining what these three words mean. Chutz, now which type of knives are no good? Magal Kotzir. A Magal Kotzir is no good. It's basically a type of serrated knife that you cut tvu with. And the difference about this serrated knife is it's not straight. The serrations go all in one direction. That's they're pointed all in one direction. It's like slanty. V'ha magera, that's a saw, and a magera has pegimos, has serrations, but they're not slanty. They're straight. They're straight. And the Gemara calls it this later on called oigeras, which means it gathers. It means that the serrations look like a bunch of holes, and the holes are even, like V's in the magera. And the malakotzer is going sideways. Vashinayim, teeth. All these three things are possible because they're choynik. Vatziparim, reishon choykim. Tziparim also is no good, but the Gemara later on says tziparim is a different reason. Tziparim is because it's mechubar. We'll see when we get the Gemara of fingernails why it's no good. But all these things, these three things, magal kotze, megeira, shinayim, are no good because choynikim, and tziparim also is no good. Those are all possible. Now, our Gemara will concentrate now on the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah said, if someone shechs magal yad, betur v'kana, shchitasek sher. So the Gemara, Hashoychet Zmashva the Eved in Lechatchila Loi. That by the Eved, it's a good Shechita, but Lechatchila it's not a good Shechita. So for anything like this, Bishlam Magal Yad, Bishlam Magal Yad, I understand why it's not a good Shechita, Lechatchila. Dilma Oshila Mebad Vidach Gisa. Maybe you might use the wrong side. So we don't want to use a sickle that's smooth on one side, serrated on the other side. You might use the serrated side, and that's possible. Therefore, he said, don't use a Magal Katzel Lechatchila. El Tzur Vekana, but a rock and a reed that's fashioned into a very sharp knife, what's the problem? L'chatchil loy, why not? Raminu, we learned in a brisa, we had a brisa a few times already, b'kol shoychtim, you'll let us shoycht anything you want, b'im b'tzur, say a rock, b'im b'tzur, say a glass, b'im b'kremi shalkana, and say a rib of a kana, a piece of a kana, which is a reed, it's mutl l'chatchil, so why you tell me it's also, it's mutl l'chatchil. So tomorrow, loy kasha kam atolos kam mechubar. We're going to answer like this: when is it lechatchila to use a rack and a kana when it's tolosh? When it's mechubar, it's not lechatchila. Now, what's pshat? It's not lechatchila. Don't rav kana. How you doing mechubar? So let's say the rack is jutting out of the ground. You take the animal and you put it over the knife. The animal is allowed to be on top. We'll see it soon. The animal can be on top or on the bottom.
You don't have to hold the knife.
You can keep the knife straight and move an animal over it. That's a kosher shchita, absolutely kosher shchita. You have to be very careful not to do drisa and things like that. But mechuber does work. So what up? The chalikas mechuber works when you do din, but as the shchita, it does do the job. The shayla for that do shchita mechuber. We'll see as we go along. So the Gemara's question was: it's one hand that says tzur and a kroimis is chatchila, and our mishnah sounds like it's b'diavad. And we're saying we have a kasha stiru. Lo kasha kam betalish kam mechuba. By talish is chatchila. By mechuba it's b'diavad. Amar Rav Kana shoychet mechuba lekarka v'shecht with the mechuba lekarka. Rebbe paisel. We'll see later on that he has a drasha v'yikach hasamachelas that has to be something that's talish. Rebbe paisel by mechuba lekarka. Rav Chia machsher. Rav Chia holds it's kosher by mechuba lekarka. So ad kalim makamachsher Rav Chia el b'diavad. Only b'diavad. Av chatchila loy, but chatchila not. So the more I say right now, pshat in our mishnah is like Rav Chia. Rav Chia holds that it's kosher b'diavad. Now, why is it only b'diavad? He doesn't hold v'yikach mechelas. What's wrong with chubur? The answer is, like we were just discussing, since you take the animal and you go over the rack, there's a chshash drisa. Drisa means the way you got to do shechita is by being moilich u'mevi. You go smooth back and forth. When you push down, that's called hadrasa. It's called drisa, pushing. When you have a heavy animal, a 450-pound animal, I think it's more, probably 800-pound animal, you're holding it over the rack, going back and forth, you're probably going to drop it a little bit and push it against the knife. So it's a problem with chshash drisa. Since it's chshash drisa, so therefore it's asur lichatchila to use mechubur. That would be pshat right now. So again, we're saying pshat like this. Rebbe holds his puzzle. Remember the chesed. Rabbi holds possible by mechuba. Rav Chi holds kosher b'diavad. And the Mishnah Tzur and Kana talking about mechuba. So at the Mamaya Kimta, we just on what the Mishnah Rav Chi and he holds d'yevet. So we're chadash now. Rav Chi holds only good d'yevet. So a problem like this. A lot of time you want the Rabbis. Rav Chol Shechtim. You lash after everything you want. Bein betalos, bein mechuba. Bein shah sakin lemay lo etzavim lemata. Say if the knife is on top, which is a classic shchita of etzavim lemata. Bein shah sakin lemata etzavim lemayla. And say if the sack is lemata and etzavim behema lemayla. Either way, it's kosher. So it means even if you hold the behema over the knife, it's fine. It happens to be today they do shchita by hand, but they do it from where the behema is lemayla. That's where they do shchita today. They have the neck held in a brace and they shecht from the bottom. But in any case, because that's make sure that shouldn't do drisa. That's what's held in a brace. Shouldn't move up and down. But in any case, the kasha is here. It says lechatchila to do bein metalos bein mechubur. So who's this like? Money loy Rebbe v'loy Rav Chia. Why? Mark Kashmins. Rav Chia the evet in lechatchila loy. Here it sounds like lechatchila. And lechatchila loy. Rebbe the evet nami loy. So we have a brace here. It says it's lechatchila. So loy loam Rav Chia. This brace Rav Chia v'afil lechatchila. Rav Chia holds he'll do mechubur lechatchila. No chash drisa. He'll do lechatchila. Behind the kamifugi, I had a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Chia and the Brisa. It sounds like a case of a diavad. Behind the diavad, the yachkoch of the Rebbe, it's possible with the diavad. So now we establish now that Rav Chia holds even like a tchilo. Back share what's our mishnah? El amastis v'ktoni ashoichet the diavad like a tchilo. Who is that like? Money. Loi Rebbe, loi Rav Chia. Why? It can't be Rav Chia. Rav Chia feel like a tchilo. He holds even like a tchilo. He let him use a mechubur lekarka, and he mechubur would tell us everything. He Rebbe, if it's talking about mechubur. The Avinami loy, and if it's talos, it's mutaratchila. So what's going on here? What's pshat in our mishnah? So tomorrow, loy l'Rav Chia, v'afil lechatchila. V'ad Rav Chia holds even lechatchila. But what's pshat in our mishnah? Our mishnah is not Rav Chia. Umastisim nektani hashoychet Rebbe, and our mishnah it says hashoychet it's kosher b'di'evet as Rebbe. That's a problem. You tell me that b'di'evet it's kosher by mechuba, kasher the Rebbe ad Rebbe, because Rebbe says mechuba is not good b'di'evet. Loi kasha kam mechuba meikroi kam betolosh v'soyif chibroi. There's two types of mechuba. One mechuba that was grew that way, it never was taken out. It grew mechuba. The other way is it was created mechuba. The other way is that it was once talosh and I attached it to the ground. So then that's talosh of chibroi. So the chilik is like this: by mechuba meikroi that's aser. Talosh v'soyif chibroi that's aser b'di'evet. Talosh of chibroi is only aser chatchila. But b'di'evet is good. Now, why is it good b'di'evet? Because it's not really called mechuba; it's called talosh. Okay, so why is it also lechatchila? The answer is you might get mixed up with mechuba mamish. That's why it's also lechatchila. So our mishnah is talking about what talosh v'lebsoif chibroi. So it's a mechuba, but not mechuba meikra. So that's how we shout out our mishnah is. Now I'll throw in a Tosis if you get it good, if not. Tosis asks, why can I just stick the way the old Gemara said? The Rav Chia holds lechatchila, and maybe he only says lechatchila not by mechuba meikroi. And That would be a chilek. That only mechum ikra is the chatchila, and the brisa that says that's mutl chatchila is talking about talosh. So Tosis says that in Rabbi Chiya's veld doesn't hold of a problem of mechubur. The whole problem is like a doiris, it might come to be dudrisa, so it makes no difference if it's mechum ikroy or talosh of shayv chibroy. Because the problem is being heavy. Who cares how it's attached? No din attached. That's what Tosis says. That you couldn't say his tarets, but don't get confused with that. Lamaisa is coming up like this: that Rav Chiya holds mutl chatchila, everything talos mechuba meikroy, everything's good. Rebbe holds there are three levels basically. There's talos is mutl chatchila, and that's the mitzvah. Mechuba lekarka meikroy is possible with the eved. Talos b'sayf chibroy is meikroy. Huh?
What does that even mean?
It means you take, let's say, a reed. Or is there a rock, and you stick it into the ground. Now it's attached to the ground. And it's here for now for the next 5 years. You made landscaping, fancy landscaping, you stuck a rock in the ground, it's there for 25 years already. But it was once talosh, and I put it into the ground. That's called talosh of Seif Chibra. We're not tame Rosh Hashanah, Lebem Chubba, Lemikra, talosh of Chibra. How do you know the chilek? Who says the difference? Lebem Chubba, Lemikra, talosh of Seif Chibra. Who says the difference? The Tayyam of the Braisa. Hashoichet b'muchni. If someone shechs with a pulley system, basically a wheel, he has a wheel with a knife attached to the wheel, and he pulls the wheel, let's say with a string, and as the wheel turns, it makes a shechita with the knife. Shechita asek sheir, it's kosher. If you figure out how to do this well, it's kosher. B'mechuba lekarka, shechita asek sheir. By a mechuba lekarka is also kosher. First, mechuba lekarka is asek sheir. No atzakim b'koysel v'shachet b'ash shechita asek sheir. You stick a sack in the koysel, and you shechita with that, it's also kosher. And the Gemara later on explains that Tzur Yoytzim in the Kaisel means that this was a natural rock coming out of Kaisel. What's the case of a natural Kaisel? Usually you build a Kaisel, you build a wall. Teretz says it's in a cave. In a cave, you have a Tzur coming out of the wall of a cave. A cave, you don't make walls in caves. You just carve out the opening, they go in, and the walls are caves. This is one of a case where it's a Tzur Yoytzim in the Kaisel that it's like Kana. Like Kana Oylem Eilov. It's possible. And Kashin Adadi on top of the Zion Alva. It's fair. Why? Beginning of Bryce says, Mechuba Lekarka is kosher. And here it says, Mechuba Lekarka is possible. What's going on? Kashin Adadi on top of the Zion Alva. Allah Shami No, Shani Be Mechuba Meikroy, Lutosh of Chibroy, Shmami No. There's a chilek between Mechuba Meikroy, which is the case of Tzur Yoytzim and Kaisel and Kana Olam Eilov. That's possible with the Abbot. Mashainke, the Reisha. Hashoichet b'mechuba lekarka is shchitasik sheira. That's talking about talosh of chibra, which is mutter b'di'evet. It's mutter b'di'evet, and not sakim akaisel is even better. Ground happens to be because there is not even bottle there. It's even better than mechuba lekarka. Not really called mechuba in that case because they're not leaving the sakim there. That's even better. Like we'll see in the Gemara on Tazayin on base. But in any case, we have shot now that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who argues on Rabbi Chiya, that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Talosh v'Msayv Chibra, and therefore it's also l'chatchila mutter b'di'evet. Like I said, there's three levels. Mashenka, someone's mechubar is possible b'di'evet. And someone has Talosh, that's kosher l'chatchila.